So you were the centre of attention, the apple of your parents' eye.
Yes, I was ruined. I was. Not with material things, because they didn't have a lot of money. In fact, when I was three, they bought their first house. And my mum would have been 46. My dad would have been 51. So that was quite a big thing for them to buy a house. So we certainly didn't have a lot of money growing up, but I did get a lot of attention.
And where was that house?
The Rutherglen side of Kings Park. So we were just on the boundary of Kings Park, so I went to Kings Park Primary.
You said that your parents were older and you were an only child. And I suppose immediately as a psychologist, I imagine, well, you're probably quite precocious. That's what you'd expect because you're raised in adult company and you might be expected to be more comfortable with adults than with children your own age. Was that what it was like for you?
Oh, it's hard because you're a child yourself, so you can't see things the way I was loud. I probably expected my opinions to be heard when they shouldn't have been heard. But we did have lots of kids in the street and we all played together and the adults were good friends. So I was very rarely on my own. And then the girl across the road, Aileen, who I've been very close to all my life, still am, her dad died when she was 11. And that he died suddenly of a heart attack. She went to school, she came home, he was dead. That had a huge impact on all of our lives because all of a sudden, everybody thought, well, that could happen to any one of her parents at any time. Also, her sister was a lot older, so she spent a huge amount of time, and I was 8 then, with us and our family and all my family. She thinks of them as being part of her family now, and I think of her family as being part of mine. So we were very rarely apart. And because of the age gap, we fought all the time.